There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.
I was always like, man, let me use this energy somewhere
else. So I don't think, because even, I remember when I was in college, they said, they would come in and they'd be like, the only reason why people hire college graduates isn't because we're going to teach you any job you can do. It's to see that you can start and finish something.
Yeah.
And have and discipline to do it. That's it.
I had to teach Sage about not arguing with the teacher, but if you get a grade that you don't feel you deserve, you go and talk to them, and they'll bump it up most of the times because you're showing effort that you care.
Yeah, I don't. Grades is slightly overrated, but yeah, it's just a discipline and effort thing. That's all it is. It's not
what I walk in.
Well, it doesn't. We're talking about school. It doesn't measure your smarts.
I was saying that I could care less if he gets good grades or not.
Aren't most millionaires dropouts?
C students.
Some. Because they go and, you know, do other things. They have a passion or something. But, like, you take a, you know, they drop out after they know their shit, though. Like, if you look at all the tech guys, they wasn't, you know what I mean? They was doing the stuff they were supposed to be doing. They had to learn it. They had to get in the coding and, you know, all that stuff. So you can't just
none of that.
Fuck off school.
those are not college things to learn.
No, but they learned it. They had to learn it from somewhere.
You spend them hours working on it. Ain't got shit to do with school.
Where they work on it at?
A lot of times just on the computer.
Shit, they build their own computers. Them nerds. Yeah. They be building their own stuff.
So you got to go to even figure out what you like, too.
It's
you
got
to
know. I'm just about the work. I go like work on something that you're going to continue to do.
School is good for like socializing, learn how to deal with people, you know what I mean? Learn how to interact, you know what I mean?
Because the part you missed out on, I said school is not about grades. It's learning good habits and discipline. It's not about doing... And learning real life. Sometimes you got to do shit you don't want to do.
And more so showing you can start something and finish it.
Which is what I just said before. That's why when they hire jobs and stuff like that,
if you start it, are you going to finish it?
Yeah, it's just a habit thing. Yeah, it's not a measure of smarts. It's not a measure of, it's just like, and like you said, in adult time, I do a lot of shit I don't want to do now.
A lot of shit I don't want to do now.
But that's life.
Yeah.
That's... So if you raise a kid and be like, just do whatever you want, that's not real life.
Yeah, that's
not.
No job
is going to say you can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want is different than doing something that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Being in an area that you want to be in, pursuing, spending time out of an area that you want to focus on is what I'm talking about. I go like, we're talking about, you know.
But a lot of times you have to do what you don't want to do to figure out what you want to do.
Sure, but check this out. You guys hooping, right? You guys hoop. So I'm like, all right, if you spend 6 hours in the class, right, in school, you get to hoop how many times? Right? You might have got there early.
Before school.
After practice. After. And so during gym. So I go, we're missing about 5 hours of your actual time that you can put into what you wanted to do.
Right.
Right, because you have to be in class sitting here. And it's not a thing of you don't learn. I'm not saying like you don't sit there and you don't learn things. But I go like, hey, man, I ain't need 4 years of math to get where I'm at, nor science, nor history to get to where I'm at. I go like, we spend a lot of time sitting in these classes, and you can also be pursuing
what's
your professional
interest. What's the alternative? I mean, just...
It's one of these things where I go like, my thing is just, can you focus on an interest? So if it is basketball, if you don't make it in the NBA, there's how many jobs are there in the NBA? You know what I mean? Whether it's being an agent, whether it's being in
marketing. Where am I going to learn that stuff?
That's still school.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm saying is being able to focus in an area instead of you're doing all the other different things. So I'm talking about, if we're talking about I want a job in the NBA, there's like, okay, well, here's all the different areas you're in. So you can work in this, you can work in this. I'm not saying don't do education. I'm just saying we're in the school.
That's going to be some sort of form of education.
Well, I'm not against education.
Because you started it with, I don't give a fuck about grades.
I don't. So, I'm talking about education, learning something, learning a craft, okay. learning a skill, right?
So, but in that skill, your grades are based on how much you're learning.
Because
right?
if this is in a, you're just talking about in a system where
you're
we
just
have
saying
grades.
As long as they're doing something that's aimed towards their goal.
Because like if we got rid of the grading system, then it would be who's best at something, correct?
Right.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. I go, we're talking about a grade thing was like, oh, okay, we're doing this, and this person got A's and B's. But if it's like, well, this person's the best at marketing, we're gonna hire this person. Who gives a shit what the test score was? It's like, what's LeBron's agent's name?
You're talking about
the one that's married to
Rich Paul. Remember they were talking about like, oh, they're gonna now start having agents do 4-year degrees. That was gonna be their thing. Remember that came up, and that was just gonna be the Rich Paul rule.
Yeah,
right. But it was just like he ain't need none of that shit to go be.
But
great.
He still worked. He had to. Learn it.
Not against education. Once again, I'm not saying you don't learn stuff. We're talking about a grading system.
You don't think he got grades in his or scores and whatever he was doing? He still had, even when you
got
a lawyer, you got to pass the bar.
That money, dog.
Yeah. Even when you become a lawyer, you got to pass the bar.
Whatever your craft is,
there's always going to be a grading system.
You don't need a college degree to be a lawyer.
No, I don't.
Okay, so you need to be able to pass. I'm not against education. Once again.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying there's always a grading system in everything that you do. There's a grading system.
Passing a bar and getting an A on the test are different things.
I know, but you still have to pass a certain. There's a percentage of things you have to get right to
and
pass
that's
bar.
That's a grade. System.
Yeah, that's a grade. It is. That's a
grade.
We get what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you.
We understand what you're saying,
okay,
but it's just
you know, like it's
a grading.
So once again,
Netflix, you get grades.
So being able to focus your 6 hours into an area you want to pursue, I like that. I go like, well, great, let's focus in this, and we're doing
a lot
a
of the New
York.
You have a trade, right? They got it. It's like a system too, right?
Exactly. But
a lot of New York schools focus on what you want to be. Mm-hmm. So it's a court, like what you're saying. Yeah. You could go to a trade school. You go to a tech school.
Right.
So it just focuses on that. You don't have all the bullshit classes like you would have
right.
in an LA
yeah.
school.
I'm about that way more than being like and whatever it is. These cats want to be YouTubers and streamers. I go like, great, do that shit all day. Like it takes that much work to be us. Like you still got to have a crazy right. work ethic. You still got to, you know, you still got to have discipline. You still got to have all that stuff. I'm just like,
use like grades.
I just don't have to sit here and learn about a fucking geophyte.
Oh, it's
rock.
A lot of wasting time.
Oh, it's a lot.
Oh, a lot of waste.
But it's not. My issue isn't grades. It's yeah. Let me learn what I want to learn.
Hey, man, I passed with D minuses. That's how much you need to fucking know. I passed with D minuses just to get that shit done and still do what I wanted to do anyways. So I was like, I could have skipped all this and when I wanted to write and
like,
learn how to
write shows.
I wanted to learn how to, that's what I wanted to learn how to do then. And then they're like, oh, man, you can't do this. And I'm like, what? This whole job's for this. That one person was like, hey, great. Let's show you how what you want to do and interesting. Like these are real things that you can follow an interest in.
I'm just laughing at the
Harry,
comment. Harry comment.
Huh?
Harry Elam said, Keon looking at Chaz like, nigga.
Hey man. That's what I'm about. I'm just like, man, let's put this energy here.
Yeah, no, I'm big on because I just know as an adult, just watching how people are, most people just have bad habits. And most people just have a level of excuses and like I said, in real life, we do a lot of shit we don't want to do. That's what I think school is. It's just preparing. A lot of it's dumb as fuck. But life is dumb as fuck. Man. Like a lot, it's like a mini, this is what we're going to be. Do I think they should be teaching more stuff, different things, like how to balance your money, taxes,
tell
stuff
them,
like
tell
that?
Them too, Jesse.
Absolutely. But
you got to be like, hey, find what you love fast and early as fast.
And you don't have to do that. That's too much pressure on a kid.
Not doing something they like to do. Yeah.
You know, like,
if they love playing video games, you love this?
Yeah.
Show me
But you
really
might change
it.
How many people change
Which is fine.
Love,
yeah. People, yeah. How many people change
rather
their...
rather you change it with stuff you love it.
Yeah. Yeah. How many people change their majors in 4 years?
Yeah. But like, even to his question earlier, he was like, imagine if you had those 6 hours to play hoop all day. Fuck. I didn't want to do that all day. Absolutely not.
You can, and there's things
absolutely.
Around
you. You would have that would have if that was you would have definitely did that.
I would have did it
if
more.
It was an option.
If that was an option, you'd be like, right. play basketball
and
all day.
And then my body
this.
Breaks down.
Great, great, great.
And, you
that's
know
wonderful.
I mean? Like,
let's say this. Let's go like great. Okay, within this basketball. Within this basketball course, okay, you're gonna learn about. Hey, we're gonna teach you. Here's the physical therapy stuff, right? Here's a whole entire lane
of other stuff.
Whether it's marketing, whether it's being an agent, whether it's sales, what you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Yeah. Here's better physical technology
therapy.
therapy. Here's better clothing that we can
if
make.
This is like, your field. Give me different.
Dude, there's octopus so me many with different jobs. Stuff.
Yeah. So I'm not disagreeing with that, right?
Yeah. So I go like, but let me focus in my world.
Where if I take those chemistry. Classes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. I can't tell you the... I don't even know what that... What's the little...
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I can't even tell you what it's called, man. People are like, Chaz is dumb. I was like, I ain't got shit to do with that.
The elements chart?
The elements, yeah. Elements.
I ain't never seen a molecule
Breaking Bad starts.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
It seems like that would be the more logical thing to do for just education, period. Keep these kids and stuff that they're going to lean towards doing.
Right.
Like,
which
keeping in that
field. I never disagreed with.
Because I was so
but even in those classes, you're going to have grades. That's all I was saying. It's like, you're going to be, always in life, you're always going to be graded.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, we're graded as husbands and fathers.
We're graded as comedians.
There's always going to be grades. There's always going to be grades. That's just what we do. It's like,
you're right. Periodic table. I knew that was
where you at.
That was something like that.
I agree with Kiki with Craig.
Elements chart.
Isn't that it?
Periodic table.
Periodic, yeah.
But like it's just you know it's just we always gonna be.
But also agree with you gonna have to do some shit you don't want to do.
It's just life.
That's gonna be with anything.
Yeah,
that's life.
It's not. I'm not.
There's times we do what we love and you don't want to do it.
For sure.
Sometimes I get on stage and I'll be like, I don't feel like being up here, y'all, and I say it out loud. I don't want to be up here right now.
I want to do the stuff I don't want to do in the field I want to be in.
You know, I've never had that feeling.
Facts. Say it again.
I never had that one. That yet.
Like, you never had that? No. Oh, man.
No, DC will let a crowd know about it.
I'll tell the crowd fast. Oh, no. Somebody look at me the wrong way. I don't like how I feel right now.
I've never had it. I've had,
just, yeah.
You know, I've had bad sets and stuff, but I've never not wanted to be there.
For like,
real?
Never,
oh, uh-uh.
Man.
I hate everything. I love being on stage.
I love being
Somebody
on stage,
Somebody just said
too,
that
but...
to me in my comments. They said, the joy you have when you're on stage, they was like, you can see and feel that. I just hate everything else. If I'm ever tired on stage, it's because I'm exhausted from begging people to get tickets. So by the time I get there, I'm pissed. I'm in a bad mood. If I see the turnout, they give me the numbers and everything. I have to get out of that mood to perform for the people who did show up and did show me love. And I'm like, y'all deserve a great show. I'm not going to worry about the people who, you know.
It just depends. It doesn't stay with you, though. For me, it doesn't stay with me the whole set.
Yeah.
And I'll normally be like, I feel better about y'all now, you know, like midway through. But there'll be a time where I'll be like, I don't want to be up
No, there's certain
right
audiences
now.
That I don't like.
Yeah,
but I still want to be there. I just want them to be better. Yeah. Like, I still want to be there. But my moods a lot of times are.
If we love what we do, I'm sure LeBron and them be like, I don't want to play today.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I get it. I don't think you're wild. I just say I haven't felt it. Yeah, but I don't. And I felt it. I've never felt it on stage is what I'm saying. I've been driving to a show and be like, I don't feel like doing this shit. No. But once I'm there, I'm there.
I say it, and it keeps me in the moment for real, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying what I really feel, and then it'll bring me back to, they'll be like, for real? I'm like, yeah, man. That's how I feel right now. It might change. Mm-hmm. It might not.
Somebody like, yeah. You're like, all right, we're getting
laid. I'm like, you know what? It's fun again. I remember why I fell in love with this.
Man, it's just the other stuff be making me, I be like, I'm done.
Yeah, to travel and then getting to places and then, you know.
It's just.
Sometimes the promoters be off, yeah.
Canceling shows. I'm like, bro, if them, a lot of people, you know, like I had to cancel Chicago, which I didn't even know. They told me. People was like, I'm trying to get tickets. I was like, all right, let me go, you know, look into this. They didn't double book. Something happened. I don't know. I didn't get all the, you know, above my pay grade. I didn't get all the things, but I was like, I ain't going. So I had to cancel that flight, but you know, I got the credit, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was just like, yeah, that wasn't me. I didn't have nothing to do with that. But Chicago, I was obviously looking forward to. Chicago, I wanted to go because of all the cities. That was one of the few places where people kept hitting me like, the tickets aren't up. That's how I knew they was trying to get tickets. Because people kept hitting me like, there's no link. So I'm like, oh, Chicago would have been great because they was actually trying. When they chase me down, I know it's going to be a good show.
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
When
Chicago,
I'm chasing them, I'm like, this is going to be hell.
Yeah, we was just there. Waukegan and Bloomington.
What's your favorite thing about being on the road?
Eating.
We've been missing out on eating because we don't get out of there till the restaurants are closed.
Nah, we still eat. Marlon keep them things open.
We have the black card with us.
Yeah, Marlon's how call Marlon the black card. Get us in the places that we normally wouldn't be able to get into.
Open up, steak.
The black card.
Oh man, open up.
What did he prove us wrong with this week?
The steak, they gave him a steak. I was like, when I sat down at the table, the lady was like, hey, check this out. We only have four things on the menu today. And I, and Marlon came and sat down. I was like, hey, man, it's only four things on the menu. He said, for you niggas. So for you niggas, there's only four things. Damn. But for me, and I was like, if you can get you a steak, just prove it. And lo and behold, he was like, I'll take a steak. And she was like, well, sir, there's only four things. We have pancakes with this and that. He was like, ah, man, there's nothing you could do for a steak. She was like, let me see what I can do.
We were like, I want a steak.
Came back. How do you like your steak cooked, sir? Just this thing. And he looked up at, took a bite and looked up at us.
Okay. We kept telling him there's only four things.
Yeah. Nah. Okay.
He's like, nah,
it's been 30 years, baby. I'm gonna get this steak
for y'all.
That's my favorite thing on the road. Cause like I like going to the cities and eating what they staple is. Mm-hmm. So like I just did, you know, I was in Maryland, them crab cakes. And I like it even more when it live up to, now I can't have crab cakes nowhere else.
Oh yeah.
Did you go to Jimmy's?
I went to two spots.
Jimmy's got the crab cake. I think one was Jimmy's.
Yes, but they didn't have the egg rolls that day. And I was like, I went there and I went to another spot on my way out.
They made J&M,
C&M, J&M, C&M, one of them popular, super popular ones. But the crab, I was like, yeah, I can't have crab. First of all, I didn't even know crab cakes were supposed to look and taste like this.
Like real crab.
Yeah, like I thought, you know what I mean? I thought it was supposed to be like a little. I'm like, this is...
Yeah, we've been eating fish sticks out
here. Yeah, basically.
We've been eating fish sticks in Baltimore, Maryland area. Bro.
So now I can't eat them nowhere else. The only food place, as much as I've been hyping the city, the only food place I was disappointed was Philly. The cheesesteaks was not...
I've had better ones a long time ago. Yeah,
I've had, and I went to three different places.
To me, it tastes like a Hot Pocket, Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket.
They weren't... It's like, I couldn't get it.
I love their... They're good. They're not bad, yeah.
Talk dirty to me. I love a Hot Pocket.
This was my beef with the Philly spot. One, there were so many cheesesteak spots. But two, I felt like they couldn't get all three parts right. Either this place didn't season the meat, but the bread was fire. The onions and peppers was fire. Cheese was fire. Then this place, it'd be like the meat finally hitting, but everything, this bread hard. Or whatever. Like, I couldn't get all three things like right. And
there's
I was
only
just
so
like,
many times you're going to try.
And I did three, and I was like, I'm done, bro. Like,
three's
I'm,
a lot.
I'm out. Yeah, I couldn't shit. Like,
yeah.
I,
three's a lot.
That's what it'd be going wrong is because once it was a Philly staple, that was fine. You could only go to Philly to get it. But now they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, eh. It's like the crab, you could only go to Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland. Yeah, Maryland nailed that crab. Even their bottom bitch crab cakes was good.
Man.
Like, at, I had one at the comedy club, and I was like, this crab cake is phenomenal.
And then you knew they was getting it from right here. Yeah. Did you just crack this open right now? This tastes different, bro.
I couldn't make it to Baltimore with Shantae last week. I wanted to go.
Oh. It was good. Why can
they do the crab cakes right in like other places?
That's what they do. But that's where they get the crab. It's from there.
Okay.
And it's just fresh.
The city, the Barry got crabs too.
Ours on Hill.
But I also wonder if some places like they just do their own thing and it's like, oh, like, you know, like I didn't see a crab cake that looked kind of like that one, like the Baltimore.
Yeah. Ad.
So they might just be like, hey, man, this is what we doing and what y'all doing, but this is what we're doing.
Right. But everybody should copy the, if that's y'all don't want to do, copy, yeah.
Y'all make a killing.
That's like, how I felt like with clam chowder when I was in Seattle. I said, hey.
I remember that, bro.
Is it hit different?
I said, it's way different.
It hit different.
What is this bullshit? Y'all been feeding me forever. Because I didn't like clam chowder until I was there.
Yeah, I remember
you go to, there's three places.
That shit was magical, wasn't it?
Was good, bro.
I wanted to bathe in it.
I think, low key, I mean, even being from the base, I think Seattle got it. They should be.
Oh, Seattle on the clam chowder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They got us. Because the three best are Boston, Seattle, and in the Bay.
I think Seattle might have Boston.
See, I think Seattle got everybody. Yeah. That shit was.
It was good in multiple spots.
Yeah. And the different kinds.
It was like their staple.
I said, y'all all do this too. Yeah.
They should hit different. And Boston's was good, but Seattle's was.
I'm going to have to go get checked. And see if I still got that shellfish allergy.
Yeah, Craig got a shellfish allergy. We be eating at all these fancy seafood restaurants, and Craig be like,
you
got to
try it and see.
Mushroom? We went to Jimmy's. They had two buckets filled with shells, and they was just killing the crab. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
They brought all hammers to crack the crab for us.
Nothing happened even when you was close to it? You might be over it.
Well, it's usually, I keep it. They keep it on the other side.
Cut. You know what?
I'll say, wait, what happens? Is it just some itchiness?
Throat
closed?
My throat closed, my eyes closed.
Oh, boy.
I blow up.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. That is not.
That's my favorite thing to answer your question.
That's not worth risking.
What's your favorite part about the road?
I love being in the cultures of cities. I love mm-hmm. being in the mix. I love seeing the people. I love trying to imitate. I'm a culture vulture, bro. Anywhere you take me, I'm a pretend. I'm not bad like DC's New York. I'm not going to try to blend in. You're going to know I don't belong here. But I want to see the essence of the city. You know what I mean? I want to go to Houston and be like, what it do? And see what it really do and why.
I thought y'all do that, though. I know y'all say what up, though. Yeah. My bad.
And I want to just know, like, what's up with the soil, like. You know what I mean? Like, I really love the energy, shit. The vibe, yeah, of the city. So that's why I like. I just like being ingrained in what they like.
Because everything's about. Different.
I'm a hotel room snob. I love the hotel.
That's your favorite part about traveling?
That's the favorite part.
Hotels are great.
What's this bed like? But... What's this shower? I had a tub in my room overlooking.
I use the tub every time. If it's a tub in my room, I'm going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking a bath.
I told him, I wrap my hair up in the towel. And
lay back. I'm taking a bath. I'm laying in there and watching my balls float.
There's some really nice ones, but.
Let's see if my penis will come out the bubbles.
Buoyant balls over here.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Hotels always seem lonely to me. They don't seem like it's the best. You're gonna get the best sleep though. It's so quiet.
I get terrible sleep.
Really?
My bed is way better than hotel beds.
It'd be so quiet
in them hotels.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Wow, it's terrible.
It'd be dark. You have the temperature you want.
If it's pitch black, I'm like, yeah, no light cracking through.
Yeah, I mean, you get the if you're by yourself, it is what you want.
Oh,
you
yeah.
I know the scent. I'm like, this is a good smell.
Yeah, I don't like the hotel scent.
I do like some of the smells. I do like some of the smells.
You know the cheap hotel scent? You're like,
well aware.
The good ones, when you walk in and you can hear something like, you'd be like, ooh, they spraying stuff? This is going to be good.
I like the soap
bars. What's your favorite part, DC?
It's so much, bro, but kind of like to touch on what Chad said, like getting in with the people. I like hearing the different accents. Mm-hmm. And
chew.
Yeah, chew. And from Yonkers B, you know, that's where I pick up my swag at.
It's all about the energy, bro. I'm like, I want to be in.
And then I've been recently trying to find fruit at certain places I go to food. To see if they have like a farmer's market or something.
Yeah,
Tap into that farmer's market. And then I'm a steam room fanatic. So anywhere that got like if I can find me a good steam room at the hotel, that'd be my favorite part.
He'll find it in the vicinity too.
Yeah, I'll go to a YMCA. I'll join that YMCA.
For the day.
Yeah, I pay a little $15 a day.
Hilarious.
Be at the YMCA chilling.
That's funny. I will say another thing I do like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But the road is the only time I have to think.
What you mean?
I'm by myself.
Oh, yeah.
At home, I don't think at all. I'm
constantly,
I'm ripping and running all the time, whether it's the kids, whether it's her, whether it's work, with promoting, with shooting. But on the road, everything gets to slow down. And it's quiet.
Handle a lot of business, too, on the road.
Handle a lot of business, and I get time to think. So when I'm on the road is when I do all my reflecting, when I end up, me and Cotty have conversations because I get a chance to process everything.
Right.
And so I'm like, hey, with the kids, this, with you, this, work wise, that's when I make my goals and all that. Cause everything is just me.
It's peaceful too. Yeah.
It's so peaceful. And I get a chance. Now, sometimes the thing is bad because then I also think about, hey, nigga, you. But because I'm by myself, even on the bad ones, I have time to process it all, and then, all right, well, that's done.
Yeah.
Cool, and then it's back to the... So, I like thinking. I have some on them planes, and on them in hotel rooms, I do a lot of thinking. And so that's I enjoy that piece.
Oh, so you be ambushing. You be sitting there thinking of how you going to come at her with the bullshit.
I have so much time. I be thinking. But now, because I have so much time to think, too, and with just where we're at, it's not accusatory, it's not... But it's just very, hey man, I was wondering this and that or blah blah blah. And
I'm
then,
quick to say, I'm gonna get back with you because you obviously had some time.
Yeah,
to think about
but
this.
I'm so calm.
I'm not coming in fresh with the
because I had time. I'm so calm because I had time to think about it and where I really wanted.
No, I'm saying on the other side when I get calls like that, I'm like, hold on, I have to call you back because you obviously thought about this and processed it.
Yeah. You're better than me right now.
I'm just not gonna free
get my shit together.
You'd be trumping a debate. They eating cats in Ohio. Like, what?
Huh?
I wasn't ready. What were you talking? Wasn't ready.
So that's what I like because home is a lot.
I'd be missing meals. I'd be so tired of the same goddamn wings.
Oh,
on club food. You know, yeah. We'd be judging wings.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
I would never leave home if I could. I would never, ever go outside. I love being at home.
I love it too, Jay. Yeah, me too, bro.
I love being in my bed. Yeah, I can do everything from my bed.
I can be
except cook.
Yeah, me be like, bring me a hot skillet.
Bring the air fryer in there.
Yeah. It's just something about now eating in the bed that just make you feel like lazy ass. Yeah.
I feel like I'm one of them kings. For real? I'm like, I'm about to get gout.
Nah, because I'll be leaving the wrappers and stuff on the side of the bed to like get up and throw them away.
Eating the crumbs later.
Mm. The only time I eat in the bed is if me and Kylie didn't accidentally, it's not accidentally, when we get high. And we'd be like, I'm hungry. And then we just order it and bring it in there and watch whatever we watching. But we put towels down.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
set the mood. I don't want them spilling on the comforter or nothing like that. Yeah. We don't pull the sheets back. Don't get under the covers. We sit on top.
There's a lot of rules.
We put the towel because we don't want, you know, because it's easy. Even if you spill, I can just pick all the towel up and take it. But once it get in the comforter, the sheets and stuff might get stained.
But a towel on the bed makes it not the bed.
Yeah. No, I got a big towel just for eating in the bed.
You put a beach towel.
It's like a beach towel, yeah.
You put that on, and then if there's crumbs, you just put it in the washer.
Take it in the shower, shake it.
It's just a texture of a towel and comfort.
Y'all don't just roll around in the crumbs and get it eventually? Just a No, just me?
Okay.
You be making loves on in the crumbs.
Mm-hmm. And then plus, when we eating, lasagna. We're not eating like nice.
Something messy.
Or eating something sloppy.
Because we like, you know, we watching it, we sitting there and we like, I'm hungry. Let's order some, you know. When you high, you not ordering stuff. Let's get a nice, I'd be like, I want chili cheese fries.
See that. There's certain stuff you ain't supposed to test in the bed.
That's a risky one.
So yeah, that's why all the towels and stuff got to be down. Like if I get my
whole
trail
seafood
mix,
broil going on.
I mean,
you could do burgers, sandwiches in bed. That's fair game. But goddamn
gumbo.
Gumbo.
I'd be like, that was a Chinese food.
My high orders be crazy. I just pick a bunch of different things off the menu and be like, hey, let's get it.
That's my normal orders. I'd be sober as hell.
Chaz not smoking or drinking makes so much sense. We see how Chaz is just by himself.
I'm just always ecstatic. I'm always happy. It's rare to see me in a bad mood. I gotta be extremely tired or irritated as hell. But then usually I still find something to laugh about. But I'm usually always in a pretty good mood, dog. And that's why I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like I needed to be high. I never felt down.
It's not a down thing.
It's not down.
Yeah, it's not
because you're depressed.
I'm not saying depressed,
but like, I don't ever feel like I need to.
When I first smoked weed, it was just like,
I'd
be happy. It's relaxed.
Yeah. It's just
The first time I smoked, it was just extremely happy. And everything was funny.
I almost threw up. Yeah. I could not stop laughing.
But y'all don't feel like that all the time?
No, it's a different. It is a laugh.
It's a laugh, uncle. You like
it? It's stupid.
Oh, I don't want to. That sounds dangerous.
But it's a good ass time. Like, I remember one time this was in college and we lit and we was watching basketball. Just watching, you know, and it's all of us. We eating and Bill Walton did something that had us laughing. And you know how everybody come down.
Yeah.
And everybody, so now it's quiet. Everybody's stuck. And somebody goes, fucking Bill Walton. And then we just explode. Like, that's not funny, Sophie. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
Texas
little shit.
And then we all lost it again. Like, we couldn't stop laughing. That's all he said, Bill Walton. And we just, that was it. That's all it took.
I would be terrified performing high, though, because I know some cats that could just smoke and go up there and perform. I couldn't. I'd be terrified.
I process too slow.
Yeah.
I process slow, and then I'd be laughing at shit that probably ain't even that funny.
It'd be quiet, you laughing.
And I'm dying laughing. Y'all don't get it? I said, with rice. With rice?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, that's my time. I'm out. And I'm going to do 2 minutes on stage.
And then because I get goofy, too. Like, I get super goofy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't need, that ain't funny to me.
I don't like the idea of not being 100% in control of my mindset.
Oh, that's why you're in your bed.
That's why I don't smoke now, because of that.
You be in your bed.
That's why I don't drink. So I don't do nothing.
I like a good drunk night. Nothing like a good drunk.
Anything when you happens, tell I gotta, your truths. You gotta fight off my high to survive or something.
Tell your truths and apologize the next day. I know I said a few things to you that I regret.
Say your truths and then apologize.
Say your truths and be
let
like,
me
I
tell
didn't
you
mean
something
that.
About you.
Wasn't the time for me to say those
I
things.
I can't drink and like watch movies. I can smoke and watch movies. And to watch the same movies over and over again. But drinking, I can't.
Drinking is not, not like a movie thing.
To me, drinking is an outside, like going out like, activity.
Yeah.
Or about, other people around.
What about y'all liver?
I don't drink that much, honestly.
But like, it will come back.
It will grow back.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm definitely cut back.
But not that y'all alcoholics. I'm not calling y'all alcoholics.
Yeah. No. But now I don't really. I might drink once a month, maybe now.
Wait, what about your liver?
Yeah, you know, diabetes. And
what are you talking about?
Well, you don't have it, but I'm just saying.
There's a possibility. How do you give me diabetes?
Well, we're just saying, like, eating terrible is, you know, that's bad, too.
Y'all think I just eat terrible all day?
Yeah.
When you say I take one of everything, it kind of...
That's not every day.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker, like, let me just have a taste or something. Like, it's got to be an event and or a reason. Like, I don't really, this year, I could probably count the number of times I've had drinks. Even tonight.
You said, I can't.
Not tonight, but when
we've been
coming
back like crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather do, I've gotten so into edibles and I like the feeling of that. Like, there ain't no, you know, that kind of slushy feeling that it's like after the drinking? I don't have that when I do.
See, my whole thing is like with Chaz, I don't want to think about a bunch of stuff when I'm like edibles and stuff.
I just be goofy, bro. I just be hungry. And then I go through a phase. So it's like it hit, right? Shit hella funny. And then I be hungry. And then Cotty walk by and be like, nah, fuck that food. Let's do something else. So like, that's it. And then I eat.
What's your edible? Do you do gummies or?
So we have a guy. I got a person.
You know they got stores.
You know, I always got a guy. But we have
is a dealer.
We have a person. A
drug dealer.
We have a person that owns their own company.
Oh, okay.
And so, in exchange for eggs and stuff, we get that.
Oh, for the eggs that you're
yeah.
You're,
and so
wait, they did though, right now?
No,
now.
She got. I let her get some more just because of a different.
Okay.
Because I was real adamant about not. But she, with this one, we came to an agreement. She keeps them. They don't roam. She keeps them, you know, in the area. She didn't get as many.
Oh, okay.
That coyote's like,
man. I'm going to pull back up on y'all.
So restocked, huh? Get the homies.
Keep them over there. And, you know, so we came to a compromise with that. So I said, go ahead. Plus, she let me know some stuff about why she likes animals so much. And it made me be like, all right, go ahead, get your animals then. It's I thought it was just
you had to meet her halfway.
Yeah, we you know, she recently, you know, like I said, we talk when I'm on the road, we think. And then we recently had another conversation about some stuff and she let me more into her whole existence from this age to now. And it explains so much of
you
why
just
she
found
does.
That out now?
Bro, it's crazy it's how much you stuff. Keep fucking learning about the same person.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh,
it's
word.
A lot of stuff. And
so
stuff
annoying.
That I knew.
Just dump it all out. Yeah. Give it to me all at once. Let me sort through it.
Stuff I knew, but I didn't know. Uh-huh. And then once she tells me everything, then I was just like, it honestly, and this is why I feel like people should be honest with your partners if you have a solid partner. When she finally unloaded everything, uh-huh. It made me feel more like, all right, it made me more patient.
Is it weird that I need to know all that before I get married?
No, I don't think it's weird. Like,
I need to know all this.
I don't think it's weird.
You just don't tell me when we
they're
married.
Not going to,
I knew everything day one. I was touched when I was six. Give me all that crazy shit so I know what I'm dealing with. Yeah, I know what I'm dealing with, man. Yeah. Like,
but you're going to get that a little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time. And then, but it just for me, it's like, this makes sense. So now I'm like, all right. So there's just certain things where I just don't. I'm like, go ahead and have that. Like, I don't care. I'm like, you know, because it's to me, and I'll be telling my dad this. When people know where you're coming from, it makes them you're a lot easier to deal with because there's a reason. If you're coming off like, what the fuck is wrong with you, with no explanation of why, it's just irritating.
Right.
But then when you get somebody's story or their reason, it might be just me, but yeah. I just be like, okay, I can deal with this or help you
Yeah, for people you know, this. But for strangers, you be like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, what no, I don't doing. Need you to unload me. As a stranger, don't unload. I don't. Tonight, you just crazy. Yeah, that's just crazy. That's just it. That's just it. You just crazy tonight, nigga. I ain't got time for your backstory. You just that weird nigga in the green shirt, bro. Weirdo. That's it.
How long did y'all date before y'all got married?
4 years.
YouTube Chaz.
Not that long.
Baby. Just like, hey, how you doing? Let's get married.
Yeah. That was pretty quick. Year and a half, 2 years.
I always felt like Yo got that personality where it feels like you know her, though. That's how she vibes with the room. It seems like Lo gets along with anybody in any room.
This is what I felt like. Yeah. I was like, oh, I've known this person for so long already.
Yeah,
when I met her.
Yeah,
I was
like,
you didn't.
Yeah. You didn't. She blended right in at Flappers, like the first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she still does. Like, that's what I like about her is that I'm not ever worried about taking her somewhere and her having a moment. You know what I mean? She's always mad cool, mad chill, respectful. She get a little drink, then she get a little loud. You know what I mean? But then you got to bring that back down a little bit. Say, like, hey, you're a little too much.
Overstepping your bounds.
A little too much last night.
Oh, five heartbeats.
You're overstepping your bounds.
Just a little bit up in there now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Eddie, you ain't got your 1 minute check? But it's only been 2 times in the 6 years, 7 years, whatever it's been now. So...
That's a good percentage.
It's pretty good.
Oh, solid. That's a solid percentages, baby.
That's pretty good.
Them grades, baby. Those are
not grades. Those are not grades.
She has good grades.
She got grades, baby.
That's about a B plus, baby.
That's
a B plus, baby.
Nah, I think, yeah, I like it. Like, and I'm the same way with my friends and stuff, too. When they open shit, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's why you do. All right, bet. Because it's just, for me, it's just, I just like explanations of why. We'll, like you said, with people I give a fuck about.
People you care about.
I just don't know why. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's all right. Well, then this ain't that big of a, because it ain't a big deal to me.
Right.
And so if this is what you need as a person or whatever.
Because everyone does stuff for a certain reason, whether it's something from the past.
Right.
Or,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Experiences they had. It's a certain reason why they do or interact with people a certain way. And when you care about them, you care to be like, man, I'm gonna be patient with you.
I hate having to care.
It's tough.
I hate having
it's tough.
Care.
Some days you'd be like, man. I hate hearing other people's problems.
I got to slow down. Be like, all right, well, what? What is this? But I got to do it all nice. All right, I got to be like, what's? Tell me. I'm. Tell me what's going. But inside, I'm like, let's just get this over with so I can go back doing what the fuck I was doing.
Sometimes when it be heavy though, I be there with them, and I get like,
if it's
mad,
if it's like
in and
that,
out. Yeah, tap in and out.
Yeah, like because like when they telling me, and I be like, so this, like I be, you could tell me something. Like you could tell me something, man. When I was in third grade. This dude said, I'd be like, let's go find this nigga. Like, I get mad. I get re-mad with you, even though you just unloading. Right. It's first for me.
Yeah, get that nigga.
So I'll be like, let's kill him. Like, I'll be mad, bro. So that I'll be connected with the person. I care about him. So I'll be like, all right, well, that's fucked up. Or even if it's not that, just even if it's minor stuff. And to Craig's point, I think people can't do it all up front because sometimes you don't be realizing shit until...
No, that's something triggers
you. You talking to somebody you know and you trust and you love and you with them all the time, and then a trigger jumps off and you're like, whoa, what was that? And then they like, or you figure out why. You don't even know why you do something. And then something happens, you're like, oh, that's why I do that.
Yeah, there's definitely because some things you find out about yourself, you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you get stuff from your parents that they pass on to you. You be like, oh, hey, I'm just like
that. I think as humans, we're always changing and evolving and growing. I don't think you can dump everything at once because you don't even know it all yet.
Like, give me the book. You don't know it all yet.
Yeah, that is true, Keon, when you think about it.
When I got mad this morning, I couldn't figure out why. And I had to think about it. I was like, oh, because I got this and this and this and this and this. And then I was like, that's why I felt pissed.
Everything was on you.
It was a combination of things, and I didn't realize why that thing bothered me when other times I could brush it off. But I was like, because I'm, you know what? Because of this and this and this. And then I was like, oh, I'm just.
Build ups.
Build up of this. And then once I got that, I was like, all right, well then.
Yeah. Yeah. Controlling the build ups be hard sometimes.
Yeah. When you're moving, you're not even, whatever. We ain't got time for that. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, nigga. I didn't say that to the boys, but I'd be thinking that in my head, you know, because that's what it was. Keelan was having a moment this morning. And I was like, I'm so sick. You know what I mean? I just had that.
It wasn't that moment.
It was because, you know, I realized how much time I'm with them all the time. Right. So I'm sick of their shit. And then why am I with him so much? Because you, blah, blah. And then I can't work as much because you. And then so it was just like, it was like
a build up of things.
And I was just like, all right, so I'm just, and then that, and then I'm like, well, now I'm going to go on the road and think. I got to leave for DC and then New York. And then that too, even I realized work isn't even going the way I've been wanting. It's been going the last couple of years.
Yeah.
This promotion shit is stressing me the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I, that's
same thing
I was like,
same thing Baker was talking about. Tony was talking about promoting and posting and all that stuff.
And so I, that's why I was like, I'm sincerely considering a break, like just of not doing that because it's bugging me a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Go get the easy money on the
I think I need, it's not the amount. I need easier money.
Yeah.
Because this shit ain't.
Right.
Not every week. Not every single week of doing the same thing. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
And shoot videos. And
yeah, I can't.
Edit. And, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get married because I keep finding reasons not to.
I mean,
like what?
Anything.
What's the ultimate fear?
Breaking up,
which is most people's fear.
It's only two options. You're only gonna stay together or break up.
Yeah, break up. That's it.
If they're gonna be as understanding as I am, because a lot of shit I just be like, that don't matter. I don't care.
My patience is mad short, man.
I want to get married again, and it's got nothing to do with y'all. It's got everything to do with me and how I just go like, it's just a lot that you have to compromise on and give, and you always got to be.
Oh, you
like,
said you wouldn't get married again.
Yeah, he said that before.
I thought he said, I want to get married again. No, I was like, why?
I want to do it. Like I said, it has nothing to do with, you know, my wife as a person. It's got everything to do with just how much of your time and yourself you can, or you can be like, you know, I don't want to be a selfish person. You know what I mean? But I do. And I go like, man, if you have your freedom and somebody who understands, you know what I would do differently? I would be a lot more in my world and be like, you have to come over here. Like, you have to just work around what I'm doing, you know? But I already was like, great, let me meet you, you know, more than halfway. And
you're not getting that now?
It's not that, like, I don't get it back, but it's also like, you're giving up a lot. You know what I mean? For my own ambitions, you know? I go, like, I have all this stuff that I want to do and I want to do, but I'm like, whether it's just that whole idea of compromising and trying to check in with that person, there's a whole thing of being like, all right, I'm just going to keep doing me. So when you have time, you come over here. When you do that, and that is not a great relationship format, you know what I mean? Like, in that sense. But I go, like, man, you got your freedom. And I want to.
Would you have another kid and not be married?
This is.
Well, I forgot. Yeah, you didn't want no more babies anyway.
This is why I want to have another kid anyway. Same reason.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I was saying it got nothing to do with the person or my daughter.
It's kind of like what John Cena explained. He was just like, I'm in the nicest way possible. I'm just selfish right now. It's a lot of stuff I want to do for myself. I want to see certain places,
and I wouldn't be a good parent. And people got mad at him, but that was honest.
That was honest. And that was the truth. And you got
to
respect
to me. That's responsible.
What did they get mad at him for?
They were just like, what else do you need? You got all this money.
But if you know yourself, is like, I don't want to do this, then don't.
Yeah.
You know? And I understand what Chaz is saying. Like, I would do it again because I love, but I wouldn't do it again with this job. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
If I had a 9-to-5, just standard, whatever, and then fine. But with what I need to be able to do, I feel like who I love to death, I can't do everything I want to do because to do everything I want to do, I have to go completely selfish.
Right.
And I can't. And the thing is, even if I tried, I couldn't because I love them too much. Like, I don't want to coach Keelan's team. I signed up. They needed a coach. I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to let.
Yeah, you better have time as is.
Yeah. I ain't going to let him down. I'm not going to, you know, so I'm going to go fine. And I'll schedule my shows around your games, and I will, you know, I'll make it work.
Oh, so Leah, I get what y'all saying.
I'll make it work. It's just simple. But I think when you hear people talk about parenting in general, most people, we made it work. So I just think that's just fucking life. I think no matter, even if we did had a different job,
there's going to be challenges. It's working a 9-to-5. It's the same way. Like, man, the job is keeping me. You know what I mean?
But I think for us, I think the difference is with a 9-to-5, you know where your money's coming from. You know it. With this, like, we got to go get it.
when the game is good. Yeah,
it's just kind of like, and then I can't hate on her. She doing her thing, and she finally making some money.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's just like, go do your shit. I'm not gonna hold you back. She's like, well, I won't hold you back either. So now we're calling. I think we're getting better at calling in third parties and help
with the babysitting.
I called
that?
My dad. I said, "What you doing this weekend?" He's like, "Nothing." I was like, "You've been looking for a reason to come see your grand?" He was like, "Yeah, I'll drive down." That's the thing that I'm realizing now too. How many people, when you come from a family like mine, I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah.
When you come from a family like mine, or you know people like we know, asking for help, people be jumping up. Hell yeah, I'll take them. Y'all, because like I got to be, I'm going to be gone. Cotty got it something to do. And I'm real big on having somebody show up for your kids. Even if it ain't you,
yeah,
somebody showing up.
Somebody be there.
So Cotty was like, her first suggestion, she was like, well, the babysitter is going to take them to their games. And I was like, that's in person. I don't want that.
I feel that.
I don't want that.
Yeah, they need somebody there.
My mom was going to be out of town.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. I called my auntie. I was like, wait, let me call my, because my dad's been saying, I need to visit more.
Oh, because Cotty works too.
She has something this Saturday. Never has anything Saturday, but this particular Saturday, she got something. And so I was like, I'm not sending my kids to their game with their teammate or their babies. Like, nah, somebody need to be there for them. Yeah, I called my dad. He was like, nigga, I'm coming down. Like, I'm coming for the weekend, blah, blah. So I said, bet. I'll give you the schedule. And then the kids was excited. And Keelan like, Grandpa, come to my game? So Keelan might score five goals. You know what I mean? Somebody, my dad ain't never seen him play.
Right.
So he like, oh, hey, because the last time my dad came to his basketball game, Keelan had been trash. So for that game, showed out.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, and Cotty's mom comes down all the time. I'm just about family and friends versus strangers.
I totally get a stranger being there.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's last resort.
Yeah, they got a recital and your babysitter there, your nanny. I'm like, nah, man. Like,
clapping with no love.
Yeah, I'm like, hell no, nah, bro. I need somebody that give a fuck.
Just sitting in the stands on the phone.
Run, Kendrick.
Yeah.
Woo, money. Go to overtime. Yeah, go to overtime.
Because they like the kids Here's know like we care, you know? Yeah. And so
your juice. I
need that there for them.
I don't know.
I'd rather have another parent.
Yeah, without my mom
on the team do it.
Yeah.
Without my mom, dog, I don't know where we would be. That would be nuts. I can't imagine doing it without her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she deserves to be up there at a KD speech crying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's why, like, I'm taking her to Hawaii next week. I'm taking all of them, but that's why I was like, I have to. I was like, if anybody deserves to go, it's her.
It's probably Izzy's best friend right there, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Child?
For sure. Yeah. Child? They're gonna be, I can't, like, see them get older, like, you know what I mean? They're going to be so close. You know, I was close with my grandma, but I didn't live with them like that.
Yeah,
you same. You know
what
I mean?
I go like, same. Oh, they're going to be able to be, she's going to tell her stuff she had never going to tell me what she should, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That was because I had a great relationship with my grandparents because we would spend every summer and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but the way Cotty's mom, and because my mom's so close, the way my kids see their grandparents is different. They see them all the time.
Okay.
And they have a different relationship. So that's why my dad was on some like, man, I need to see my grandkids more. So I was like, what's your schedule?
Yeah, my dad been on that hype too.
Yeah, so he was like, he was hella happy to come down. Cause I was like, man, cause I was like, I'll buy you a ticket. You know, Beta to LA, that ain't shit.
Yeah.
I said, let me get you a ticket. Come. He was like, no, I just got my car at the shop. I'll drive down. And I'm thinking, you know, my dad, get it going. So I'm thinking, I'll come on Thursday night. And then I wake up, take him to school. Like he already. I'm like, yeah, come on, bro.
That bond with grandkids and grandparents, especially if they live, because my kids live with my dad for a little bit. And that bond, when I tell you, when Avinay graduated from college, like I think my dad did something to me, was kind of silly. My mom and her sister needed like tickets to like for the graduation, and he was like, y'all can have my tickets or whatever. And when my daughter, Avinay, looked up, she was like, she texted me. She's like, where's my granddad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that bond that be there, bro, is crazy. And I remember, I never seen my dad cry, like, never. But that was the first time I seen him cry when he was giving a speech when Avinay was giving a speech and he was listening to her and he was crying when he was talking. So that bond be nuts when they live together. When you got your grandparent in the house, it's nutty.
Yeah, man. So I'm super excited. I think my grandmother's passed one year, one after the other, and I think about them all the time, bro. I always be emotional about them because I was like, they're just special, bro. And then you realize how much time you didn't call, all that time. You're like, damn,
bro, I felt like shit
when
it come to my dad's mom, my grandma on that side. Because she was, at the time, we were in high school. You know, high school, you doing your thing.
You're an adult.
And she's hitting my dad up, and she's like, you know, I wrote them letters, you know, and they take a while to respond. And my dad's like, you know, they ain't, but I don't know. I'm 17, I don't know.
You're just doing what you think is,
I wish my dad, even though my dad was being understanding of us, I wish he would have explained, like, you know, your grandma getting older, yeah. You know, she...
It probably still wouldn't have hit you.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I didn't know.
You gotta sit down. It's a natural
selfishness we come with when you're young and running around.
Looking back, I wish I would have just, you know, just a few more times.
I'm still better. I think about my aunts and uncles all the time. I'm like, just every time you think about them, just call them, bro.
And that's what I do. But we're fortunate enough now, like I said, where because it's the Bay in LA or like my mom's out here, we see them, you know, all the time. And my family always having events and stuff like that. So it's like, I feel like my kids are definitely like, get to experience, you know, just that bond and that stuff like that.
I mean, even just following your mom, and especially, I think I follow your mom on social media. And she'd be like everywhere with all the grandkids stuff. I'll be having a lot of birthdays and stuff.
She'd be there.
She'd be
showing up. Flying. She making sure she'll drive.
Yeah, I'll be peeping.
We drop the kids off up there. Me and Kati got to go out of town. We drop them off. We go take them to her house.
And y'all everywhere. You got Keith up north.
And he'd be up there. My dad, Keith's kids see my dad all the time.
All the time,
because my dad up there.
Yeah.
So he come by and get them and, you know, stuff like that. He see them more. So with Kyron's and mine, my dad be like, I got to make more. It's just Vegas. It's just L.A. I got to make more trips.
I made it a point when my kids were young that they would FaceTime their grandparents just on their own. So they have their own relationship.
Yeah.
I come in the room, they be on the phone. I'd be like, okay, I didn't have to tell you.
Yeah.
Call.
Yeah.
So it made it a point early.
Yeah, and I remember being at your granddad's house. They had all the pictures, mostly pictures of the grandkids everywhere in the house. Yeah,
kids matter less and less. Yeah. You're like, where am I at in this?
Yeah,
my mom, man, she got in her room. It's pictures of my nephew and my daughter. I was like, well, I got one. I got a headshot space.
And the crazy part,
she's like, don't you put that shit in my room?
At Craig's granddad's house or your grandpa's house, it'd be like a picture of like Keenan or something with an Emmy and all of them in a group. It'd be like one of those, but grandbabies galore.
Yeah, right. This is a big ass accomplishment. Yeah. That's great. But look at this 3-year-old drawing.
Y'all changed history of comedy in the world of comedy. But look at these.
He actually had the Emmy sitting there dirty.
Hilarious.
Holding up pictures.
It's somewhere, Ryan.
Yeah. And I get it. Now that I have kids, I mean, I'm not ready to get a grandpa or nothing, but I get
watching. I hope not. Them niggas is 9.
Watching your offspring have offspring. Like, I get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, look at this. And then you ain't got the response. My mom, she'd be like, I got all this love and none of the responsibility. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, but mom, they had fruit snacks for dinner. I don't care. Mom, you letting them jump on the couch. I don't care. I'm just here to love them. And hug them and hand them back. I don't care. And so but they'll show up for their game. She catch every season. She'll be like, I'll come up for at least one of the games and blah blah. So, you know, I love it though. I love having, you know, them around too. And like Cotty mom be brown all the time.
Yeah,
I've gotten closer with her. You know, we'll hang out. We'll go. You know, the funniest part is like when you become the adult. And stuff, and you realize you're doing stuff that you saw. Like it's not even your family, but it's like it is now. You know, like when you're going through something, like sometimes it just hits.
Yeah.
So like her last time her mom came, Cotty was at work. I was like, all right, let me go pick her up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this ain't my mama, but it's like it is now. It is, you know, like all the stuff that happens. Like when I go to New York, I'm
what do you call? Do you sleep with a mom or you just be?
I don't know, because we're always in mid combo. I don't know. We're always in mid combo.
You never addressed
it. Just try it fast. Hey, mama.
I don't know. We're always just like,
hey, talking. You?
I don't think.
Wait, what do you mean? You got to call her something.
That's the thing. We're always just, we just go. Like, she doesn't say my name much. Like, we're going already. Like, if like, let's say we're walking out the door and grab the kids. Oh, could you please grab the, you know what I mean? I don't think we ever say names.
If she was in the other room, what would you call out to her?
And she's about to get hit by a truck. What are you yelling to her?
Mom! Hey! Hey, you!
I don't know.
Cotty's mom!
Don't go!
I don't know. Because you know what I just realized? I don't call Cotty by names in the house or nothing.
You call her pet names.
I was like, yo, like I don't really say nothing. She does though. She says babe, but I don't say anything. I just noticed that.
You're like Terminator, bro.
No, but it's not a.
I don't call my kids their names.
I think I just start talking to them.
What?
Yeah, I just realized it. Now I'm be conscious of it.
Hey, one of y'all come here.
I just start talking to them. Names. The boys, I say their names all the time. Yeah. I need to address.
What's their nicknames? The boys.
Kendrick, I've been calling him. It's funny because people hear me say it and they be like, what the hell is that? And only he responds to it. Yeah. Nobody else calls him that. But I call him Benny's, and I've been calling him that since forever.
Where it come from?
Because one of my uncles, was my mom's uncle. But we had dinner and something like that. And he was like, what's the baby's names? And I was like, Kendrick. And he was like, Kendricks? And we were like, nah, ain't no S. It's just Kendrick. He's like, Kendricks. So then we started saying Kendrick Bendricks, like just to rhyme.
And it just and then
I was like, Benny Benz. You know, I was just saying Bendricks. And it just turned into Benny. And I've been calling him that since he was a baby.
Yeah.
And so like I call him that. So if we're out sometimes, I'll try to call him by his name because I don't want to be like, hey, Benny's come here. You know what I mean? But he look up, he respond to it. What it is. But Cotty don't call him that. It's just me. And I've been calling him that since forever. And then Keelan, you know, we just all over the place. He want like a staple.
Yeah, you gotta, it got to happen naturally, though.
But it got to happen. But we just call him all kind of stuff. You know, it'd be... Some of it's just ridiculous. Like I say stupid stuff, like, you know, get over here, Captain Butt Cheeks. You know, like remember you had the butt cheeks, so we just say dumb stuff like that.
I mean, but crazy to walk around butt cheeks, yes, Dad.
No, I just call him Keelan most of the time. And Cotty don't call him by name. She always says my babies. Mm. She's like, what are my babies doing? She don't really say their name. And then everybody else called him by their names. But, like, you know, my niece's name is Cadence. But I always say from Little Under Your Shame, I'm like, this Diane Cadence. Even though she said Diane Kendricks. I always call her Diane. I'd be like, and then they call me Uncle Shark because they saw the thing on Shark Week. So they was like, oh, there's Uncle Shark. And my brothers are the type of people that if you get called the wrong name, they make sure they call you that. So I was like, oh, it's Uncle Keon. He was like, okay, Uncle Shark. And I was like,
bro. Yeah.
So like my brother got my other brother's kids calling him Uncle Cleve. Like he called him that one day and he was like, Uncle Cleve. And they made him do it. And then now they just be calling him that.
Uncle Cleve.
Uncle Cleve. But, you know, what's your kids' nicknames?
I call them both Pew.
Pew?
Pew.
Where that came from?
I don't know. Hey, Pooh. Instead of Boo, I'd be like, hey, Pew, you're good? Or Avi is Abby. Hey, Abby, because Naywood couldn't say her name growing up. So she'd be like, hey, Abby. I'd be like, Abby.
There's a lot of nicknames for older kids because of that younger sibling.
Right.
Just can't say it.
Nay is Nay. I call her Nay Bay. Nay from the Bay. Hey, Nay Bay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it.
That's a lot, though. Pew. They got seven names.
Abby, Nay Bay, yeah.
My kids stopped me from calling them their nicknames when they got to like junior high. Well, Sky don't mind. I just call him my boy every time, my boy. And then Sage was Worm. When he was born, he had that little dumb hat on and wrapped up, so he looked like the glow worm. Yeah. So he's calling him Worm. He made me stop that shit. Then it's George and Munch, but she made me stop calling her Munch.
Well, it's a different thing.
No, I get it.
I'm not a Munch kid.
Well, and then now you definitely,
it's a different
want to be
now.
A Munch.
Hey, Munch. So. Yeah. Like, no, Dad, I'm not that anymore.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You just call Izzy.
Izzy Boo. I call her either I call her Crazy Butt or Crazy. If I call her Crazy, she'll answer. If I be like, hey, Crazy, she'll come over.
Setting her up.
Mm-hmm.
Setting her for marriage.
You got any sounds for Izzy?
She's a psycho. What do you mean?
Like, I can do sounds and not being able to turn around to this day. Like, when they were little, they were doing something, mm-hmm. I would do a sound. And they'll, to this day, at this grown age, they're walking out, they'll turn around to it. Hate it. And they'll just stop and whatever they're doing, they'd be like, they hate that they respond to it.
Yeah.
It's a control thing. When they was little, they'd be like, don't be doing that, Dad.
Now, I might give you a good AO. I might play you.
My kids respond to snaps.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because that's what I do. Yeah. And they
Yeah. Get alert, yeah.
Hey, look up.
I mean, besides just the A, like besides that, that's it. It's just the A gets you the hey. You met one of those. Hey yo, if it's wild.
I do this.
Do you have a nickname that stuck with you from your family?
I never had one.
I never had one either. Outside of Chaz. I might get the occasional Chazzy, my granny.
I never had one.
I still get called my nicknames.
Yeah,
my mom still calls me Juice. Marlon calls me Monster all the time.
Juice is hilarious.
All my uncles.
Monster.
My
brother did. He didn't like when he got older, he was like, it's just Keith.
And you're like, nah.
I think my sisters, they call me Dutter. And I call they're like Dutter. So every sibling's a Dutter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dutter.
I had a cousin named Mook. And she was like,
cousin nicknames be crazy.
She was like, no. Oh, my dad's side. I didn't even know they real names until we became adults. I had no idea what their names was.
There's a tutu. We got a pinky, a cocoa.
We got a pinky.
Spanky,
we got a
dimples.
We got an
angel.
I didn't know what their names
cookie.
Was. We had a cookie.
Peaches. We had sparkles.
No, we called our aunties by their names and uncles.
Uncle Cricket.
My mom still got a nickname.
There's a cricket somewhere.
There was a June buggy pass. Probably the last one. You don't see no new June buggy.
We had a little man. Oh, yeah, little man was my cousin. I mean, he is little though.
Marmar.
Mm-hmm. They still call my mom Ducky. She's 60 something. I'm like, goddamn.
But I be trying not to call them stuff like in public though. It's like we just did, but you know, like when I'm out. I just it's in the house or you know family.
Because of Spank, we was always like, call me Alan. I said, I'ma try, dog. I'ma try my best to call you Alan.
Who's Alan?
It was funny or being Al. Around your mom and your auntie and them hearing them call Marlon nicknames. And I was just like, I said I ain't gonna say it on air.
Yeah.
I called him one day. He was like, nigga. You responded though.
And they only call him by his nickname.
Yeah, that's all they
part.
Call him. Yeah. That's funny. I was cracking up.
Family, man. Family different. It's just, you know, you gonna be you this. And that's just it.
That's just the stamp.
Family. That's just it. You know?
And then if you try to get out, people are like, we just gonna double down. All right. We'll do it.
And it'd be weird to call
you walk
them.
Across the graduation stage. All right.
Oh,
so sit your ass down and just take these.
It'd be weird to call them by their name if nobody calls them by their name. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
What, since when? I don't. Like, I get it. Respect. You get older, you're like, no, I don't want that. All right. You know.
It's funny if because sometimes people will stumble across my, like, someone I went to high school with, they'll say, yo, my nickname out. And I'll be like, oh, this nigga trying to.
Trying to let everybody know he know you.
It's DC now.
It's not what I know you by.
Yeah, most of my family goes by nicknames. They call each other nicknames. Like, you won't really hear Keenan, Damon, Sean.
Yeah.
Them.
Just wanted to touch it.
That was bothering you.
You don't need that no more.
You don't need that.
I just wanted it in there.
Redeemed. Redeemed your.
How do we get on this rabbit hole? Where did we end
we
up?
We always
at?
Go somewhere to the Twilight Zone and just start talking. That's what makes us the most best podcast in the whole wide world.
Oh, someone got a wee wee nickname? Yeah, what's y'all
nickname? Wee wee.
What's y'all nickname?
I would not want that to be my
wee-wee.
Nickname.
Yeah, wee wee. Terrible.
He was always
that's a baby
his
penis.
Junk out.
I knew for some reason, man, growing up, there was a doo-doo man in our neighborhood, and I never knew why they called him doo-doo. But he was Doodoo Man. That was his nickname.
Knew what he do?
I don't know. I never knew what why.
He probably doodooed on himself before.
One time.
I mean, we were kids. We had to. We were all under. I said the old house. We all are all under 10. So somewhere in this time, they just called him Doodoo Man, and we'd be like Doodoo Man. Like
he responded.
Oh yeah, what's his name? What's up?
Moyo.
Huh?
I see Moyo. I try to ignore her.
Hey, Huggy Mac's a real thing, bro. We're not gonna ignore that. He's definitely Huggy Mac.
No. Huggy.
They didn't even say Mac up there.
Well, she left out the Mac, but she.
Nah. I don't want to call DZ Huggy so bad.
That's funny.
You just did.
Didn't everybody have a nickname on here? Remember Keon Sweetballs?
Oh, right. were they on here?
Did it? I can't
Big
remember.
Reddy.
Big Reddy.
If somebody yelled that out, and I wouldn't. Look up though. Yeah,
sweet
I wouldn't,
balls.
It wouldn't make me be like, huh? Like,
it'll take a second for it to register.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be a natural reaction.
Yeah, nah.
I get the Big Reddy shout out, so I'd be like, oh.
You always know a nickname is legit if someone yells it from far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you turn around. Sweet balls.
Yeah, I'd be like, niggas crazy. I'd probably still be on my phone playing dominoes. I wouldn't even look up. You know what's funny? I believe you that your family says nicknames because Marlon, I talked to him the other day, and he still was calling me with y'all when I first met y'all, and I was like, "Oh, y'all just not gonna let this? This is gonna what be a thing?" Huh? They started. They, I think immediately.
I stopped calling you by the day.
I, immediately, but he hit me. I was like, "This nigga, really? This is just gonna be a thing?" Huh?
What's the name though? Oh, you want to share?
Oh yeah,
was that bad?
No, it's not. It's actually not. It's just they were purposely trying to be like annoying. And I was just like, ah, whatever.
We were. Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. Is this the hazing process? No problem. To only to be friends with most, one of the most legendary families of all time. Ah, I'll take a little hazing. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? It's all good.
Big ready. Did you get any? Did you get any hazing, DC?
When?
Did Marlon, you get a nickname?
Get
over
hazing there? Every week.
You get paid to get hazed though. That's what you get paid for. Hazed
me and Craig.
He held an attitude for 2 days.
He had an attitude.
Yeah.
He held a team meeting. You talking about that?
Ooh, about the oxtails?
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Somebody made some oxtails. We brought them.
And Craig,
he didn't eat it the first day. I brought it back the second day. He didn't eat it. I was like, let's handle these, DC.
Yep.
Then he came in and seen Bones was like, oh, y'all just...
Y'all did
it was 2 days. Early.
Yeah. He don't even eat food. That's
he don't even eat leftover
he
food.
Don't.
Yeah.
He was picking like, picking it. And I'm like, what are you picking at the oxtails?
He was like, that's messed up, man. Y'all ate my oxtails. We just, what? Yo, oxtails? But I was rubbing it in, though.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, naturally.
I was like, cut out, baby. It's going to be plenty more of that.
That's funny. All right, DC, where you at, man?
Woo! Here I go.
Here I go.
Here I go. Here once I again, go. Let it flow.
Jamie Foxx.
When does this drop, baby? When is this one?
The 10th, is it?
Yeah. Oh, man. On the 10th. Niagara Falls, Ontario. Falls View Casino Resort. Pull up for the Wild Child Tour, October 11th, Packard Music Hall. That's in Warren, Ohio, 8 p.m. for the Wild Child Tour. And October 16th, we come into Atlantic City, New Jersey, Caesars, Atlantic City, October the 18th. My bad. That's October the 18th. Wild Child Tour. Get your tickets at MarlonWaynesOfficial.com or get them over at DCUrbanComedy.com.
Yeah, the chat be up on shit. I'm reading they know the nicknames and
no,
everything.
No, they know everything, man.
They be up on shit.
They be paying attention.
This is Craig Wayans on everything. Catch me there.
Catch me now. October 10th.
For your free
10th.
Reading.
You said what?
Call me now for your
Call
free reading.
Call me now. October 10th through the 12th, I am in Chandler, Arizona with Shantae Waynes at the Mic Drop Mania.
Ooh, that's going to be lit.
It'll be a good-ass time, so please be there. Check me on Daddy Ish. We're on Daddy Issues. Macaroni and Chaz, which is on my YouTube, Chaz Rogers. And,
October 14th, I'll be at Flappers Comedy Club. Get tickets for that. And October 27th with the Looney Band in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. Get your tickets for that. KeonPoli.com for everything else. Our podcast is coming back with me and Gary and Keenan. We're shooting the episodes. We're just stockpiling them right now. But it will be out soon. And
we are not Moyo.
That's it. See y'all next week.
We're back with another episode.
Oh, we did do it. Issues. Didn't we? On the exit.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.